Hello, beautiful soul, and welcome to the Connecting Soul Beings podcast, offering you inspiration, tips, and learning about tuning into the language of your soul and gain a deep, intuitive understanding of your inner self, your guides, and the animals around you, so you are able to live from your heart with grace, love, and gratitude. We bring together spiritual leaders, energy healers, and awakened humans, so we are able to collaborate and help you feeling loved, joyful, and free by providing clear direction on how to connect soul to soul. Hello, beautiful soul, and welcome to another episode of the Connecting Soul Beings podcast. This particular episode was recorded during the 2018 Connecting Soul Beings Summit. This summit contains 28 experts and thought leaders, and we created this event to help conscious, self-aware soul beings and animal lovers to have inspiration and practical guidance on how to feel connected and in alignment, filled with beautiful energy. You can also watch the videos of these episodes on our YouTube channel, which is listed in the show notes. Please enjoy. Hi and welcome to yet another wonderful day here at the online summit, Connecting Soul Beings. Today, I'm very proud to introduce Ella Gibbons, filmmaker and founder of the Atlas of Consciousness. Now, Ella is here to discuss the levels of consciousness that we can have with ourselves, the animal kingdom, and all that is. And she starts off the conversation with a beautiful meditation. So I'd love to invite you to get comfortable, have some nice warm cup of tea with you, and allow the meditation to integrate. And then enjoy the wonderful conversation that we have around all things consciousness, connection, intuition, animals, and animal communication, and of course, filmmaking. So please enjoy, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Okay, so I'll just lead us into a meditation. Mm-hmm. It's my little microphone friend. Just introducing him as well, because he's part of the frame.
Excellent. Has your microphone friend got a name?
Frank.
Frank.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Okay, cool. So just... And Frank and Bianca, we'll just close our eyes. Bring our attention to our breath. Breathing in and breathing out. Breathing in, breathing out. And see a golden cord stretching from inside your body down to the center of Mother Earth, Mother Gaia. This cord connects with a rose quartz crystal. This is the crystal of unconditional love and unconditional support. Throughout your day and in the unfolding of your vision. Breathe the light from this crystal into your body now. And see this cord connecting to the heavens above you, connecting with your divinity and your wisdom. Potential. And see yourself connected now between heaven and earth, breathing into this connection. In the center of your body, you see a white glowing ball, and allow it to expand now within your body. Expanding beyond your body, reaching the far corners of this country, this earth, in the greater cosmos. This is your original voice, your original expression, and your truth. And you allow it to expand naturally from within you to all that is beyond you. Now bringing our focus back to our body. Back to the feet on the ground. Your hands in your lap, holding this truth. Back to your breath. Breathing in, breathing out. And opening your eyes.
I really love the fact that you started off with a meditation, because what people don't know is that we regularly get together and actually meditate together, and we tap into our higher consciousness together as well, which is always a really beautiful experience. And I really wanted to share that with the audience as well. So thank you for being here today.
Yeah, no worries. Actually, it's really awesome. Thanks for having me. Yeah.
Definitely. So the Atlas of Consciousness, explain to us what that means and why you started that.
Okay, so the Atlas of Consciousness is a company that's actually been born of a mental illness that I moved through. I had like an awakening a few years ago, and it actually drove me into a psychosis. And I sort of embarked on a 3-year healing journey from then. And as I was healing the pain, I'd have these writings come through me that seemed to be profound wisdom. I had no idea where this was coming from. And they ended up forming books, they ended up forming new films and new ways of seeing the world, really profound ways of seeing the world. What ended up happening is in a dream, I had an old friend come to me. And he showed me this multidimensional book, and it had all these like sort of multidimensional strings and chords. And he said, "This is what you're creating. It's called the Atlas of Consciousness."
Wow.
When I woke up, I quickly Googled the URL and it wasn't taken. So I bought it immediately. And that was the birth of a company that's here to share ideas. Basically, ideas of higher consciousness to the mainstream through multimedia. So films and podcasts and books and talks and everything, really.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Awesome. So higher consciousness, I mean, we hear that a lot lately, and it's definitely part of the summit, because that's, you know, what we're aiming to educate people on and experience for ourselves and for the audience too. Consciousness to me is tapping into that higher element of us that we usually as a human do not tap into. And for me, it also means what you mentioned earlier about awakening to what is more than us here in this body, is also outside of us, and it's all connected to the universe, and we are all connected together as well. How would you interpret that, and what have you experienced by doing that?
So in my experience of higher consciousness, there is a unity to everyone. And my belief and my understanding in my unfolding journey is that nothing is separate. So at the very core, we are all beings of love. We're all born of love, basically. And from that place is basically immense wisdom. Is all the wisdom you could tap into. So when I guess people talk about higher consciousness, they're talking about tapping into that wisdom that connects us all. And there's no division in this place. Yeah,
exactly. And
it all starts from inside of us, basically.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, and what we've spoken about in the past as well is that real connection that we have with ourselves first. Mm. You know, and I really honor you as well for stepping up and being able to get out of the dark places that you've experienced so intensely by tapping into yourself and with the help of whatever is out there, and how you've seen that. That's really amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
it's, you know, I remember first meeting you and looking back at what you have done in that, you know, that short period of time, although it feels like we've known each other for many, many years, it's really a joy to see how you've already grown in that short period of time, even though you've been working on it for so much longer, and to see you fully stepping into yourself and owning your power as well, and still being vulnerable and open to what else can evolve and how else can you show up for yourself first. And I think that's a true gift that you have, and for yourself, but also for us here. So yeah, I really wanted to congratulate you on that and honor that and acknowledge that for you.
Oh, man, that feels great. Thank you.
It's really wonderful. Yeah. So in terms of filmmaking, which I'm really intrigued by, how would you put something like that on film? How can we tap into that higher consciousness and actually be connected to that through film?
Yeah, I actually find that film, it's just a translation device. So as much as you can feel that higher consciousness in words and poetry and music, film is just another way to just allow you to feel that presence and that connectedness. Mm-hmm. And I've just been very drawn to film as a tool for feeling connected to others. So I guess for me, it's just about I basically see visions of what the film is or the project will just land. And then I feel like I have no choice but to make it. And I really desperately want to make it. And from that place, I know I'm really connecting to who I really am, or the collaborative vision that would create the most impact, because I know I'm being true to my true voice. And my true voice is that, I believe, is that connection to the one voice that we all hold. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what is the one voice?
So some people call the one voice God or source, unconditional love. I guess the one voice for me is like an unconditional love. It's like the voice that holds you when you feel fear. It's the voice that grants you, shows you that you always had infinite wisdom inside of you, shows you that you always understood what your purpose was, no matter how confused you may feel. It's just the voice of wisdom. Pure creation, which is cool. Yeah.
Fantastic. I love it that we all have our own names for it, isn't it? Yeah, it's very cool. There's no one description for that, because I guess that it's not just how we describe it, it's more how we feel it. It's really, and you know, when you say one voice, it really resonates as well, because it is that one voice that always comes through. And you're right, you know, whatever we call it, whatever name we give it, it is indeed the same. Yeah, and that really connects us to that as well, as a whole, for sure. Yeah. So I'm intrigued, because still that filmmaking, I mean, I know we've talked about it so many times. We are going to do our own collaboration. I know that for sure. Now, how does that work? Like, do you actively find projects? Do they find you? Are you in a place of, oh, I'm just here and I can see what needs to be filmed and documented, I'm just going to go for it? Do you get visions? How does that process work for you?
That's a cool. I think I basically live the process without realizing I'm living the process.
Yeah, right.
It comes in all kinds of different ways. I guess for personal projects or projects that are Atlas born, they are just born out of me living. So I may have a dream. I may go for a run and then this idea will land and I'll go, oh my God, I have to write this down right now. I have to make a dream. Or I might be, if I'm collaborating, amazingly, you know, with you, I have a cockatoo and she's brought us together, and born of the togetherness, I guess, is the vision to create something together. But for me, it's just the pull toward a certain person when I'm collaborating. I just go, you know, I'm really excited to work with this kind of person, and I can feel it when I feel pulled, you know, working with you, I feel pulled. And also, I guess, in terms of receiving work, I just have my work online, and traditionally I have just had people message. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, yeah, they're the sort of different ways that work can come. or work, but then yeah, the creative process is, it just sort of comes when I least expect it. When I'm not, yeah.
And that's probably also that intuitive process, isn't it? Like, you just know without even realizing that you do know what needs to be done and how it's going to be created.
Mm.
You know, and I guess.
Yes. It's a funny one. I think you do and you don't. Like, but I, what I've really loved about the you don't is that it's a part of the you do. So for instance, like recently I've had a series of podcasts that I just started. I didn't even know they were podcasts. I was just recording into my phone these ideas about how I saw the world. And then after a period of time, I went, wait, this is a podcast. and then after a longer period of time, I'd be getting these titles of the next exploration for the podcast, and it would just land. For instance, one's called Time is Perspective, and then for the whole week, whether it were trials or tribulations or successes, I guess ultimately it was all, they're all successes, because they were all teach, all the different experiences I would be having that week would be teaching me how to share those ideas. And I mean, it still continues, and I realize that's, yeah, it is the creative process. It's always unfolding, whether I feel lost or found. I ultimately realized I was always found, but I needed to feel lost to finally find myself, if that makes any sense.
Perfect sense. Because I mean, a lot of people think that there is so much so much preparation into it, but I guess the best work is usually performed by just tuning into what is to be created in that moment. How do you maintain your connection to yourself and then create the projects?
So I've really had to hone in on this, particularly since I really want to guide from my voice. And recently I've picked up 2-hour meditations, or 1 hour in the morning, 1 hour at night, just to be really tuned into my voice. And I found this to be the most helpful thing recently, but I also go for runs. I also listen to music that I love. I really found myself being really clear when I see my mind getting off track, and to bring it back through gratitude. And naturally, I find being my natural self, which is grateful and happy to be in the present moment, I'll just have a phrase start to come through, or, you know, often even my dreams are becoming clearer. So it's just a very natural element. Or, you know, I'll be having a good time, and then, or I'll be with a friend, and then suddenly I just have some words or an image come through, and I'll know that it's going to be an idea for a project. So I guess what's important to me is definitely that 2 hours of meditation, and also just keeping myself in that space by being really honoring of my time and being really focused on how I spend my time and who I share my time with as well.
Yeah, that's so important, isn't it? Who you share your time with as well. Yeah. Wow, amazing stuff. Amazing. Because, I mean, who you share your time with, and we spoke about this before on the summit, it's all about the energies that brings and the energies that you want to hang out with, you know, because that all makes us feel a certain way, and we decide how we want to feel in that day. So to choose who you want to hang out with and where you want to hang out is really important. In that process too. So you mentioned your bird earlier.
Yes.
Mitch. So how's she doing?
Yes, she's great. So just a little bit of a prelude on the name. We when we first got her, we thought she was a boy, and then she started laying eggs. So she needs a new name. So I'm gonna get a new name. She's really awesome. We went for a walk down to the beach this morning. And I meditated with her, which was quite unreal. It was really cool. She's my close friend, and She's my guide. And as I've been working with you, I really realize she's my spirit guide. You know, she knows so much about my life and she's really trying to guide me in the right direction. Yeah.
Mm. So how do you tune into her?
Yeah, it's that a lot of practice initially. And I realized it's just about, you know, over time I realized it was just about tuning into myself. It's getting easier now because I have that sense of energy and that feeling of energy, and I recognize she's an energetic being that reads energy, and the more I focus on my body and being present and feeling the energy that I feel, and also recognizing when it's just, you know, my blocked, you know, if I feel blocked, and to clear that first. Mm. And then I can really clearly and easily feel how she feels.
Yeah.
But I've recognized, like as we've spoken, you have a different process and it's more like a translation process for you.
Yeah.
It's feeling, it's very much, it makes sense. I mean, it's the way I work creatively too. It's like I get a sense of a film, or I get a sense of the next project coming up, and then I'll flesh it out. And I realize that it's the same with my cock too. Like I'll get a sense of how she feels, and then that sort of, I keep getting images that it's like she's sending me to send me ideas or how she feels or what she wants. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like today, you know, I she kept sort of dipping her head to the ground, and I got this sense that I was wondering what this was all about, and I focused on her energy and I saw the color brown, and then I heard ground, and then I heard grounding, and I was like, oh, okay, got you. You need to ground.
Yes.
So that was a good one. It was interesting. Yeah.
So how do you use that in your work to have that strong connection with Mitch?
I guess it's a frequency. Mm-hmm. I guess like I know if I can hear her clearly, and I'm carrying that frequency through my day, then I'm also easily receiving ideas for projects or receiving ideas of who to connect with or who to collaborate with or the next best step. So occasionally I'll ask her for support if I'm feeling stuck.
Yeah.
But usually it's just, it's almost like just a positive totem that I'm on the right frequency if I can hear her clearly and what she needs from me. Yeah.
Yeah. Beautiful. So what happens if you're not on that frequency?
Yeah, a lot of chaos. chaos. When I'm not at that frequency, I guess I find myself blocked. I can't I can't get a sense of what she needs. So I get a little bit for lack of a better phrase, a little bit 3D and a little bit like she's a bird and I'm a human and I'm trying to understand, almost like with a baby, you know, I'm trying to understand what she needs from me, but I can't hear it. I don't know what it is. And then when I relax myself or meditate for a little bit, I tune back into just being able to be soft. I think that's the real difference. Like there's a real hardness when it's on that sort of survival of the fittest land. Whereas for me, that high frequency is so soft to me. It's so light, and you could miss it. Yeah, you could miss it if you weren't just feeling soft in your body. Yeah. But even, you know, even the blocks I've recognized are helpful. Like, say, for instance, I had, she was really upset yesterday morning, and I went down to the beach to meditate, and I was feeling upset that she was upset, and I sat down in meditation to hear what I needed to hear. And it was actually a message for me. She was reflecting that I needed to be the divine mother to my own inner child that was crying out for help. And so even in the blocks, I find, even in the pain, I find the wisdom, which is actually how it's all unfolded for me. So that's how I've used the blocks to help me get back on track and back in tune with myself. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Amazing. So it's really, you know, and then to me even, it's still so amazing, wonderful and surprising that we can tune into the animals as well, to have them there as a guide and to allow them to help us. You know, that's still amazing to me. Every time I tune into a different animal, it's just flabbergasting, for a better word. I don't know if that's a technical term. To be able to hear them and to feel what they feel, and you know, the messages that they send us. And like you say, they can often be that mirror for us as well, because whatever they experience usually comes from ourselves. And that's how they help us in that way, which is very mind-blowing. And it's really wonderful to hear that, you know, you are actively tuning in with Mitch. You're working with her on an everyday basis. And to allow yourself to connect with her and listen to her and actually take that on board, you know, and recognize it. That's just absolutely amazing. So what would your advice be to the people who are watching and listening, when they have animals around them? What would you advise them to do on a daily basis?
Meditate. Or find your form of meditation. Mm-hmm. I mean, spending time with animals is meditation. But I think one of the things that was so important for me was to, I have, you know, an hour in the morning and an hour and after work with her. And she's, you know, at one point in the journey really brought attention to that my mind was all scattered and all over the place when I was in that hour in the morning and hour in the afternoon. And you know, she brought attention to me that it's a very purposeful time that we have together. It's not just random or compulsory. It's that I'm learning so much. And if I just be present with her and her energy, and or just be curious, even I find before I even knew what the word presence meant, I would just be curious and I would sit there and go, I wonder what you're feeling. And then, you know, when I find myself settled, I get an image or an idea, and it just grows from there, and we have a conversation through image for me, which is pretty cool. And lots of whistling. She likes to whistle. So it's just that I feel like it's honoring the animals for the wisdom that they hold, which is actually quite immense and quite flabbergasting. And just knowing they're here, not as a distraction, for lack of a better phrase, but that they're actually part of the key purpose of our own personal journeys, whatever we're choosing.
Yeah. So how are they connected to the Atlas of Consciousness?
All of them. I'm so, as you can hear, I'm so passionate about animals. I always have been so connected to animals. I love and adore them. And I guess with the Atlas, my idea for the Atlas is to build a unifying world and to collaborate with people to create a unified vision of the world. Mm-hmm. So part of that, because part of my passion is giving animals a voice. What is so unbelievably thrilling and exciting to me is giving animals a voice. Giving voice to those who are in, you know, less healthy positions or, you know, more, you know, in suppressed positions. I want to give them a voice and show their story like we've never seen before, basically, on Earth. You know, we haven't been able to tune in to until now, until to what they've been saying. So can you imagine, you know, capturing what they've been saying on film and sharing that around the world? I mean, I think so many people on this planet want to hear what they have to say. And want to hear how we can all build a harmonious world together. Yeah.
Awesome. So
that's what they have to contribute to the Atlas. Yes. Yeah.
Wow, that would be amazing, wouldn't it? So what would your favorite animal be to film and to actually listen to the messages, apart from Mitch, of course?
My first thought was cockatoo, but then cockatoos are so mischievous. I think I just love cockatoos for their mischief, but I actually thought horse, which was interesting because you connected me with a horse named Shadow. Mm-hmm. And Shadow just had this feeling of just deep, deep wisdom and deep, deep kindness and deep, deep compassion. And When I've just been on my learning to communicate with animals journey, I've recognized, some horses just would give me pieces of wisdom here and there. And it was very, very deep. And I can't imagine, you know, what they'd be telling us if we listened to all of them and what they have to say for us.
Yeah, definitely. Our horses are immensely wise and deep spiritual teachers as well. They're absolutely amazing. They're from a different plane altogether from what I've experienced. Judy Schneider, one of the experts on the summit, she works with horses every day. And we had some wonderful conversation around that too. And they are amazing healers. Amazing healers. She's got some beautiful stories around that as well. So yeah, I mean, to be able to put that on film for the, you know, for people to actually understand how animals actually work with us and how important it is for us to listen to them. That would be absolutely fascinating. And for you to bring that out into the world is wonderful, you know, because you have that ability to really tune into them at such a deep level and to then translate those messages and do that in a really beautiful way that, oh, wow, you'll really open that up to humanity, which is fantastic. And definitely creating that love and harmony around the world. Yeah, amazing. Wow. Well, thank you, thank you, thank you, Ella. That was amazing. Wonderful to have you.
Thank you.
We look forward to hearing a lot about the Atlas of Consciousness and listening to your podcasts and seeing your beautiful movies.
I appreciate that. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to yet another inspiring episode of Connecting Soul Beings podcast. I love receiving your comments, stories, and feedback as they are truly inspiring. So please take some time to comment on this episode below. If you love the show, you can help us by sharing and liking it via your favorite podcast platform and our website. And if you feel that we can work together in helping you to connect to your inner self and the animals, then hop on over to biancadeRose.com or find me on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram under Bianca De Rose. Thank you again so much. Say hi to your pet from me and stay connected with love and grace.